The new virtual charter school in the Northern Ozaki School District attracted 460 students in kindergarten through 7th grade, many of them from home school environments all over the state. Charter schools receive state aid. In the case of virtual charter schools, the state funds are used to buy each student a computer and pay for curriculum materials and other expenses associated with teaching over the internet. The rest helps a small district like Fredonia deal with serious budget cuts because of declining enrollment. The school is using K-12 curriculum developed by former U.S. Education Secretary Bill Bennett. Principal Dan Hanrahan says his 10 certified teachers work from their homes. They're located around the state in areas where large numbers of students are also working from home.
They'll always be working at home, with the exception of once a month at least, the teachers plan an outing for all the kids and their family, so that the kids have the opportunity to meet one another and meet their teacher, and you know, so they might go to a museum one day, or, you know, it's kind of like a field trip, I guess.
Students do their daily assignments on their home computer. Parents review the work. It's also reviewed and graded online by a teacher every day. Every 2 weeks, the teacher has a conference by phone with the parent and student to review the student's progress. The other virtual school that's been in operation for a year is in Appleton. This year, the Wisconsin Connections Academy has 450 students, up from 200 last year. The Wisconsin Education Association Council tried and failed to shut that one down last year. The case is still on appeal. And WEAC tried and failed to keep the Fredonia School from opening this year. Lucy Brown is the legal counsel for WEAC. She says her organization will keep trying in court to show these types of schools are violating the charter school and open enrollment laws. Under the open enrollment law, every February, parents can apply to transfer their child to another district. The receiving district gets state aid for each student, and the sending district loses the money. In the case of a homeschooled child, it's a new cost to the state, a cost the state doesn't need, according to Brown. And her organization recently added another issue to its legal case.
State law requires that teachers in Wisconsin public schools be certified by the DPI to teach, and it is our contention that the teaching is being done by the parents, who I assume most are not certified teachers.
Attorney Brown contends the legislature should look at changing laws that have allowed homeschoolers to get tax-supported equipment and materials. Plus, she says parent teachers may have a narrow viewpoint.
Often when you are taught by your parents, it is a one-viewpoint type of education.
So this is sort of the case against homeschooling, is what you're making.
That's correct, but homeschooling is not paid for by the state.
The Virtual Academy's Hanrahan says so far the legal challenges have gone nowhere.
And exactly because of that we're not concerned about the lawsuit.
Hanrahan says it's all about choice.
I guess for those people that really believe in school choice, this really sets the tone for it as well, that the traditional school isn't for everybody, and nor is the virtual school. It's really just a matter of finding the best fit for the student.
However, Attorney Brown says the courts will ultimately decide which is the best fit for Wisconsin students. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.